Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here at Centralia High School with winning Lady Panthers head coach Megan Brinkman after a 66-51 win against the visiting Palmyra Panthers. Congratulations on the win, Coach Brinkman. Does this mean that you are CCC champs?
It means we have a shot at being sole CCC champs. So we still got to take care of business next Friday at Clark County. But if we can win that game, then we you know, win outright. And we talked about it in the locker room. We don't know the last time that Lady Panthers have been able to take away their full share of a conference title. So, you know, I'm so happy. We just had to take care of business this week, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. I thought we were a little bit tired today. And we should be because we played two very physical, very good basketball teams back to back. But I think efficiency is exactly where was the name of the game today for us. We shot the best we've shot all year. We were patient. I thought our third quarter was absolutely excellent. Or even how we started the game was absolutely excellent. Reagan Anderson was perfect from the floor. Braylon Brunkhorst, 21 points. I thought she was efficient. You know, 8 of 15 from the floor, can get to the line. So that's great for her. Ryan Gordon, I thought, had a really big, massive game. And then Shelby Lewis, King is such a great player in size and post-wise. And I'm like, Shelby, if she's in the game, you're in the game. And so, she was tired, but Shelby's such a fantastic athlete that I knew she was going to be great. And she's efficient. 3 of 4, 2 really good shot fakes. Got King, I thought, with 2 fouls early and kind of made her back off a little bit. Just so proud of what we accomplished and how we took care of business today. Obviously, yes, this is one circled on our calendar. Great, glad to be at home and just glad to kind of get this one out of the way. And now we can look forward to, continuing to get better. We have, 2 more regular season games that we got to have to keep getting better at things that we do to be able to compete here in postseason.
Coach, was this kind of like a tournament spread out over the week?
The number of
games and maybe weren't supposed to be giveaways, so.
No, I mean, this was a reschedule from a snow earlier in January, and Chillicothe was a reschedule from a canceled with the snow. So usually don't have 3-game weeks, really don't have 4-game weeks. So the fact that, we played 4 really, really tough basketball games this week, and we were able to, still tired, come away with the win today. Definitely things to work on, learn from. Not a great fourth quarter after I thought we absolutely dominated in the first 3, but again, those things that we can get better at and work on for this next coming week.
Is it reasonable to ask you if the fourth quarter might have been 4 games in a week fatigue?
I think a little bit. I think we're still trying to figure out again. We talk about time and score. We haven't really been in this position in a long time. Kind of was in it a little bit with Moberly early in the year in our tournament. Luckily, I thought we had a really good cushion to kind of, we had some mistakes, but luckily we built a big enough cushion. We got to, use that a little bit. We got outscored 13-6. I thought we were scared to lose a little bit. Kind of played very timid. There's a big difference between, wanting to play. Want to play fast and continue to score, but still know that time and score is a big deal and the clock's our friend. So, we weathered the storm and I'm super happy. And so, yeah, we're going to take a look at that. But I don't want the fourth quarter to take away anything from what we accomplished this week in the first 3 quarters tonight.
Yes, ma'am. So, looking at the postseason, talk about the growth you've seen in Lewis and under the boards and Anderson and her 3 points.
I'm so happy for Shelby. She has just grown. She's gotten such a softer touch on her shot. Excellent from the free throw line, 5 of 6 tonight. But what she does defensively is just, you got to have her on the floor. She's so long and lanky, boards so well. I think she had 7 tonight. She had 8 boards tonight. 11 points, 8 boards. She's got to be on the floor, and she's just – I'm so proud of – she's got a really good basketball IQ. She's always in the right spot. She's always rebounding, telling her teammates where to go. Just so happy for her and the success she's having this year.
Coach, she is a state sprint medalist. Does that speed show up on the floor, or does that really translate?
I do a little bit. Now I asked Coach Sottenheimer, I said, is she tired? He's like, nah, she's a really good track athlete. I said, okay. So, we kind of left her out there, and yeah, I think it does a little bit. I mean, just having that grit and that determination when you're running the 200 and the races that she runs shows up here on the basketball court. So happy for Shelby because she's been just this absolute difference maker for us on the floor. Just like everybody who saw minutes tonight was just a difference maker, and that's who we have to continue to be.
Well, talk about Reagan Anderson. Can she get any better? I mean, I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen her miss a 3 recently.
She's back on track, and I love it. Like I said, tonight she was 4 for 4, perfect from the floor. She hit 2 layups. So yeah, Reagan, that was huge. I mean, again, and that allows Reagan to be able to step out and shoot, allows Braylon and Ryan to get to the rim as much as they do. They got to give up something. So, you know, are you going to stop the drive and take away, you know, two of our best, you know, kids getting to the rim, or are you going to stop the drive and give up Reagan? And when we're doing that, that's how we've been so successful, and our group knows that. But, yeah, Reagan's hot. That's awesome. You know, credit to her. You know, all her threes were from assists. We had 13 assists tonight, which is, I thought, was fantastic. 7 from Ryan, who, if you're not paying attention, she'll find you. So, you know, Reagan's success, Shelby's success, is everybody's. And then we preach together, and we're doing this together. So tonight was a fun night.
Overall, I mean, it looks like you had 4 ladies in double digits. Mm-hmm. Anderson with 16, Bronkhorst 21, Gordon with 14, and yep. Lewis with 11. Does that put a smile on a coach's face?
It's all extreme. They're all extremely capable. Morgan is extremely capable. I thought Kaylin's been playing absolutely fantastic lately. Katie and her defense. Have to have them out there. Again, everybody just giving minutes is just this big part of our success. And
Palmyra's Compton had 17. Who got to guard her tonight?
Braylon was on her. We had to switch off a little bit because Braylon got in foul trouble. She's a really good player. She's a tough matchup. So, you know, not surprised. I think her and King had a great game. They're tough. Are tough, but we knew they were going to score, just had to limit them, and I thought we limited other players, which kind of, again, gave us a little bit of a cushion.
Are you likely to see Palmyra again?
We can. I mean, our quarterfinals line up, so, you know, hopefully we both have a really good postseason, and two of the best teams. Hopefully whoever comes out of all that will be playing each other in the quarterfinals, but, again, just have to take care of business one day at a time. Love to go back. We didn't get much practice this week, so love to have a really good practice on Monday and just keep working on who we are.
Thank you very much, Coach Reagan Brinkman.
Thank you.
Good luck next week.
Thank you.
This Fireside Guard Live was brought to you courtesy of RE/MAX On The Move and Kendra West.